Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I got 10:14. Hopefully Blitz will have us up. This could very well. There you go. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
Jesus would like everyone to know that we are 4 minutes late.
Jesus, the slate is yours. Hello.
Timekeeper extraordinaire.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah. What do you want?
Let them know.
I don't know. You asked me.
No. What'd you say when we first went live?
4 minutes late.
Four minutes late.
Y'all 4 minutes late.
Y'all 4 minutes late. Got in. I do love you, son.
Love you, too.
I don't believe you.
Prove it.
Put your finger in his butthole if you love him. That's what this family does. Right?
Wow.
A little crazy on that one.
Isn't it, though?
Do you ever give your mom a bandit, Blitz?
No.
No, never? Anna, have you given your family bandits?
No, I've never given my family a bandit.
Your family
never grab my mom's tits or anything.
Hold on, never grab my mom's tits or
They're
anything.
Is that what you do? Bean dips.
I've never bean dipped my mom.
Are you having a little bit of a verklempt moment there?
Yeah, I had a lot of yogurt.
A lot of yogi?
Because I broke a 18-hour fast.
A lot of yogi?
Yeah, I was hungry.
Man, how do you... I would coordinate my fast so that you could eat before the show because I don't know that I could do the show being that starved. I'd be fucking.
Hold on, hold on. If you did that, Bubba, what time would you have to not eat in the afternoon? 11 o'clock? Noon?
All right, well.
Yeah.
If I.
Count
get
backwards
up,
from 5 a.m.
Normally, Blitz, I get up about 3. That's about what time I get up.
Okay, so 3...
2:50 to 3 a.m. and I eat the fucking minute I get up.
Okay, so 3... Let's say you wanted to fast and then be able to eat at 3 a.m. and do an 18-hour fast.
I couldn't do 18-hour fast.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So 12 hours alone would be...
You'd have to eat at 9 a.m.
Yeah, your last meal would be 9 a.m.
No, hold on. I do a 13-hour fast. My last... Remember the last time I eat? Two.
Two, yeah.
So I don't eat till 3 in the morning. So I do like
13.
I do a 13.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
A longer would be better, but that's not bad.
That's decent starting area, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But my feeding window, and I started gaining weight. Blitz told me this and it hurt my feelings.
Hold on, you did.
I know it didn't. By the way, country girl, answer my whisper, please.
It was a long time ago.
Country girl, I love you. You got such you're just so nice.
She's
helping me out on OnlyFans a little bit, Blitz, and she's just
she's
a kind of soul.
She really is.
A kind soul. Okay. By the way, Bubba Light, I missed your call yesterday. I'll call you today, buddy. I also
Not super fat.
Carbio.
Live from the Bubba Light studios.
Carbio.
It's a Bubba the Love Sponge show.
It.
Yeah, the king of cardio.
Carbio, as Blitz calls it.
So, yeah. What were you going to say, Blitz, a few seconds ago?
Yeah, Blitz called me fatter. So what happened was I was gaining weight when I started working at the BRN because my feeding window was like 14 hours. I was having my first meal at like 5 a.m. and my last at 7. And I was eating throughout the day, not like super unhealthy, but just constantly putting food in my fucking face. And I gained probably about, 8 pounds, which is a lot of my frame. Yeah. Yeah, it was bad.
Here's kind of I've been kind of steadily, I've not lost weight at the Zolt 71, deal. But I have been losing about a pound or so a week.
That's great.
Just very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And here's kind of like, I'm very regiment based.
By the way, it's much better to lose weight slowly.
Yes. So, you know, like if I went full keto, I'd lose like 4 or 5 pounds a week because...
That's too much. That's too much, too much weight.
So here's what's been working out best for me. And is like I've been, you know, these bowls and these meals.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so like for breakfast, I'll have like a piece of toast, an egg, and some sausage or bacon.
That's great.
You know, just that's sausage. It.
And you have the healthy, like, seeded bread shit.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
My bread's is...
Dave Killer Bread.
I only eat thin-sized Dave Killer Bread. It's 70 calories.
Yep,
and you're not eating that, like, white trash bullshit Wonder Bread.
No.
Okay, good.
It's so bad for you.
Blitz, you know that I only eat that bread.
Like, I know.
I don't.
Like, I rarely eat bread, but when I do, it's that bread.
So sometimes I'll have two pieces, but most of the time it's just one. One egg, one piece of toast, a piece of like Jimmy Dean sausage or something
Perfect.
Like that.
Yeah.
Then
I like sausage. Do you like bacon?
Yeah, I like
okay.
bacon.
Okay.
So then I bring before I go to the gym, and then that's at 3. Let's call that 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been eating a bowl, one of my bowls, usually before the show, right before the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then I usually try to eat one during the show. Or no, I have one. I'm sorry. I have one. I don't have one before the show. I have one during the show.
Yeah.
And then I usually try to eat right after the show, like 11.
Okay.
And those bowls are anywhere from like 220 to like 400-ish calories.
But I'm usually on the like, it seems like most of mine are like 320.
Yeah, I think today was like 380 or 90 because I had the same. I brought the same one you did.
It's pretty
actually.
Good too. It's pretty damn
good. They are good.
They smell really good.
So then I'll try to either eat a little something right after the show, but then I eat dinner at 2 o'clock.
Right, 2, 4, 6,
and then pills at 4.
Right,
pass out at. Well, attempt to try to start going to bed at 6.
It's gonna start getting easier because it'll get darker earlier.
Now, yes, and I can eventually open my windows, which I love.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I like to sleep with my windows open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, for real. Like, I really like. The minute it starts getting.
What the hell?
Lemmy's got to get his keys. And he's trying not to let anyone see him, so he's going to crawl.
Creepy. Lemmy,
just get in, buddy. Just get in.
Just tell him, go grab your keys
just
and get out of
creepy.
Here.
Get out. Just say, Lil Wilbur.
Big ogre. Just.
Is he okay? Is he getting better?
Yeah, is he okay?
When he's fully better, can you bring him to the show one day?
What, so we can all meet him.
Did you forget? Did you lose your keys, bud? So, like, Anna, the minute it starts to be 50, did he find him?
No, I did. They're right here.
Oh. He's R.
Hey, Lummy.
Found him.
Lummy.
He's so R.
He left him on a chair back here.
It's okay.
Lummy, get the fuck out of here. So, Anna, the minute the low of the night is below 60, when it starts getting in the 50s at night,
mm-hmm.
is when my windows are wide open. No AC for me.
That's good. Save money.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't. I guess I am saving money, but I just like the crispness.
I do too.
Of the air.
Yes, it's very refreshing. And Sunday, November 7th, is when we go back on daylight savings.
Yep.
I'm sorry. When it ends. Excuse me.
Yeah.
So in a month.
It's
yes.
always the last weekend of October, first weekend of November.
7th.
Yep. Fall back. We'll move back an hour. Right?
Yeah. Fall back. Spring forward.
Right. So like, and then the best in Florida is like. January and February.
Oh, it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally will get down to like 43, 40, 46 at night. And I'll literally have my window wide open with my fan on. And in my room, I've got my room down to 49 degrees before.
No thanks.
Well, so I told you I have a heating blanket. And I like
burn me up.
You know, I mean, I only use it like literally a few weeks a year or when I go camping. But I love when it's like 40 out and you can open the windows up and it's like 40 in your house, but then you can turn the heating blanket on and you jump into bed and it's nice and warm. Oh, it's the best ever.
I can't see. That would be too hot for me.
Well, I mean, it has temperature settings. It's not like full blast where you're burning or nothing.
Yeah, but like any little bit of like even a heating pad, like any little bit of hotness on me, like I'm
love
full
it.
Hot.
Like
I
a little
love
snuggle.
It. Oh, no. It's the best.
A little snuggle when it's cold.
I would maybe snuggle if it was cold.
To save your life with Dan.
With Dan.
But anything else, no.
Hello. You're on the air, hello? Well, great. Thanks, appreciate it.
Best call ever.
Best call ever.
Yeah.
Any hot gossip in the radio world?
Ooh, not. I'll probably be getting an update tomorrow because that's when I'm going to see Will. So we'll see. But everything I know, you know.
I never got to hear that audio. I never got to hear that audio.
Oh, yeah. It honestly wasn't as juicy as I thought it was going to be at all. But much like the woman in Matt's video that blatantly lied, this guy was just lying.
Who was lying?
One of the guys that worked on the show, not SBK, but another guy made a claim, and then Kelt called in and he said, I didn't say that. I'm like, you're on, they're on record saying, making these claims about Kelta. But anyways.
Well, he runs the show over there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Runs the show.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Must be nice. I used to run the show till he fucked me over. God, I can't wait for my thing to come out. I'm not supposed to be talking about it, but I think everybody knows.
I think you've mentioned it a few times.
Yeah.
We have a season, right? When it's supposed to come out?
Tentatively? Best case scenario would be a year from now.
Oh, now?
Yes.
Okay.
Like for fall.
Okay, I thought it was spring.
Spring they'll sell it, fall they'll air it.
Ah, okay, okay.
You know, usually it takes... They only release things in the spring and the fall. Well, you know, you got to go to market in the spring to mm-hmm. be in the fall.
Gotcha.
Like if they were at market now, they could potentially be in the spring.
Right.
But they're in the final phases of getting it done. Hello?
Hey, Bubba.
Hey, it's Brandon Quad. I just want to let everybody know that I'm going to be fucking Caitlin Hatley.
Woo!
And I'll probably, as soon as she whips out those big titties, I'll probably come all over myself.
Have you talked to her at all?
But I spent past time on myself 3 times yesterday.
Oh, 3 times? Wow.
Yeah.
And
my mom she's so bored. She said she's gonna make me go to get my eyebrows done and everything. She's gonna trim me up and everything.
Oh, she's gonna get you like a little manscaping deal so that your shit's
nice.
Straight.
Yes.
Listen. Do you think you maybe should. You know, like, how is your pubic area groomed? Like, I got to think that it's probably just a fucking hot mess.
Well, yeah, because I got to have a little bit of hair to hold on the condom while I pee.
I know, a little bit of hair. You don't have to have any hair on your condom. When they put the condom catheter on there, all they need is the shaft of your cock.
Daddy, what's this guy talking about condoms and shit? Nobody uses those.
Hey, Jesus, are you over there?
Take a lesson.
Jesus. Yeah. Do you keep your pubic region trimmed?
Sometimes.
For real? Are you as bad on that as you are your toenails? Because your toenail?
No, I'm fine.
Do you know I'm sponsored by Manscaped, and they have trimmers for that?
I thought I was going to get the one that you got. That's what he told me.
Well, you can use mine. Well,
you don't know by now. He'll tell you you're going to get all kinds of shit. He'll just keep it.
Fuck you, Blitz. Absolutely fuck you. Fuck you, sideways Blitz. I give you everything you ever fucking wanted and then some, motherfucker. Anyway, Tyler, you can't be sexually active and have a big old fucking bush down there, buddy.
I know.
Well, how is it?
Perfect.
Oh, yeah, right. Do you need to borrow my manscaper?
You gotta shave your shaft, motherfucker!
Yeah, you can't have a hairy shaft.
Yeah, shave that shaft.
Anyway, enough of Jesus. Brandon, you got it. You just can't be, you know, Caitlin Hatley's going to probably end up giving you head. Like, you can't be down there and have fucking...
My mom already said she's going to get the scissors out and everything.
Yeah, she got to get you...
What
you,
a
like,
fucking trooper, man. Like, we got to do something for his mom again. Like,
you know,
that fucking
I'll
bitch.
Tell you what, we should give that bitch a ring. For real. Last minute, Blitz, I know you could still get one in.
Yeah.
I know you can still get one in because I saw you and Ari talking about it. Get Brandon's mom in there.
Brandon, I need her ring size and the name she wants on it immediately. I need it today.
Like now.
What's she at school right now?
I need it today.
We just need it today. But listen. You gotta shave Brandon. I gotta give you like some fatherly advice. This is probably not the advice your dad's gonna give you, but it's the advice I'm gonna give. You gotta shave up all that shit real nice. Okay, you got to shave your balls. Yeah. You got to shave your balls.
Your balls.
You got to shave your what, Anna?
Your balls.
You got to shave your balls.
Yeah, you got to shave your balls and your shaft.
You got to shave your shaft, you know?
What about his crack?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she's going to be down on the crack.
No one cares about
that.
I mean, there's no...
It's just better for wiping.
Most guys don't like crack play.
Well, I'm and, just,
and
you know,
he's going to take a shower before he go, you know, before she comes over there, freshly showered. Is his stuff?
There's a new motel over there that has handicap rooms.
Now, Brandon, you know, like this is a fucking lock-in. This isn't the flim-flam. Yeah. This ain't the flim-flam and bullshit we had going
She's
on.
She's excited about it too.
My mom's so excited too. She was so thankful for it.
I mean, Blitz, you got to admit, this ain't the flim-flam. The last shit we had was a flim-flam at best.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that bad, but yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, the year before was...
I'm just saying. We've just been flim-flammed by a bunch of fucking flim-flammers.
Yeah.
This is a absolute lock. Unless...
And not on the lack of effort on behalf of Blitz or Lummy.
No,
tried their best.
They're just dealing with a flim-flam industry.
Correct.
Like, it's not a fucking above board.
Correct.
You're not dealing with the most responsible of people.
No, you're not.
Yeah. But Caitlin Hatley not only is hot, but she's fucking reliable. She's in the business.
She's excited about it.
Yeah, Brandon, her tits.
Yeah.
Well, trust me, Diakos. I've been looking at them.
Yo, God.
They were out in the display.
He said he fucking ran 3 batches to her yesterday.
You did?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I should give you, I should get a hold of Brent and get you an OnlyFans promo code. And you could go to her OnlyFans account.
Well, I already signed up for it.
I was going to say, she's going to fuck him. The least he could do is sign for a goddamn OnlyFans.
At least you give her $9.
I already did that on Friday.
Oh, okay, great. So now, do you jerk your shit knowing that, you know, that's going to be yours in a couple months?
Yeah, because she actually posted a video of riding a good guy, and she said she's going to ride me like that in the video.
So hold on. In the video, she was like riding this dude out, and she's like, that's how I'm going to ride fucking Brandon.
Well, I mean, that's what it said. That's what she wrote on the comment section.
Nice. Yeah. So Brandon, when I had Caitlin Hatley in, did you have an idea it was her?
I had an inkling, but I didn't want to.
You didn't want to fucking. You didn't want to kabuki it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you're locked in for a ring. Your mom's locked in for a ring. You guys will be at the party, and it looks like you'll be getting some pussy.
Pussy.
God, your first piece of pussy, buddy. Mm-hmm. We're deflowering.
I'm a fucking pro.
Yeah, we're deflowering you, kid.
Yeah, and earlier when you were talking about all your ups and downs, you don't realize what you've done for me and everything like that, too. So I just want to say thank you.
Well, you know, Brandon, I know we're your favorite show, and I know that, you know, life's kind of tough on you, but you fucking, you know, you don't quit. You don't give up. You got a great, you know, you always have an upbeat, great personality. A lot of people could feel sorry for themselves in your scenario, but you're just a really great guy.
Absolutely.
And
keep getting drunk and jerking yourself off.
But
the champ that you are.
No, hold on, Anna. Keep getting drunk and get some pussy.
Getting some pussy.
Yeah. God, I'm so excited for you.
Me too.
And and Brandon, we love you. And, you know, you're so part of the Bubba Army royalty. And there's just so many great people that care about you.
Yeah.
All right, B. Well, listen, keep in touch with me and get that information to Blitz because we're going to sneak in and get your mama a ring, okay?
I'll text her right now and ask her to ring site.
I just sent you a text, Brandon, with my number.
Yep.
All right, B.
Yep. All right.
Bye, buddy.
All right, guys. Love you, no homo.
Love you. A little bit of homo.
Love you.
That's pro homo. Like, pro.
Yeah, pro homo.
Stop saying it.
Sorry.
I mean,
Jesus.
If you're pro, you're pro.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it, but if you're pro something, you're pro. It does matter. It really does. If you're pro something, it can't be construed as bad. I am an advocate of that.
Oh, there's no question there.
Okay, then. And I think I'd be like, listen, you're going to get me in trouble for saying that when I'm saying that I'm pro that. I'm pro that. I think that people have the right to be that and more.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd be okay. Hopefully. God dang, the phones are blowed up. What is this, Bubba call-in hour?
Pretty much.
Hey, what's up, Bubba? How you doing?
Good, good. This is probably about the only time you guys are going to catch me on the after show. I don't like taking phone calls on the regular show, but go ahead.
Yeah, Bubba, I did send the, I just did the song.
Yeah,
this is Kevin. Jake. This is Jake.
Yeah, Lummy has it.
This is Jake from Allstate.
State Farm.
Jake from State Farm.
Now, should we wait until...
Sorry about the cussing earlier. has to cut out on the radio.
It's okay, but
now should we wait until Monday when Dan's here to play his new song?
Yeah, yes.
Okay,
yes.
I agree.
By the way, on the I got this reminder. You're gonna have to show Kevin that song tonight.
Hey, Blitz,
we're going to. Don't worry.
Hey, Blitz. Oh, you know this is like autistic Jeff Bird almost, is it not?
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know. Just reminding you.
Listen.
Do you watch Love on the Spectrum?
Don't you know that we're fucking pro Jake around here, bitches? Jake, yeah. We're pro you, buddy.
Well,
we love you.
She sounds hideous.
I'm just trying to help.
Oh,
sorry.
My God.
Well, would you stop trying to feel sorry for yourself? We're just fucking ribbing. We love you, Jesus.
Yeah. Bubba, I want to try to get you on my show soon.
What show you got, buddy?
I do a podcast on Twitch and YouTube called Here's the Thing, where I've had a steel toe on my show before.
Well, good for him.
I deleted that episode. I don't know where I put it.
But he fucked you over. So,
hold on. You did what now?
I deleted the episode after me and that person. Not going to say the guy's name. Steel Toe.
Yeah, well, what about it?
He recorded it and then deleted it and can't find it.
Hey, I tried messaging you early. I emailed you, messaged you on Instagram about it, Bubba, and no response.
I don't really monitor our Instagram very much, buddy.
That's probably me that ignored
you.
That's
Anna. She likes to ignore people.
Rightfully so. Yeah. I mean,
well, unless you're a hot dude.
If people want to know how to access us, I'm more than happy to let them know. When they're like, hey, check out my podcast, I go,
yeah, exactly.
You know, thing is for me is the reason why I started my podcast to get to interview awesome people, and Bubba's an awesome person.
Yeah. Well, yes.
We listen to your songs.
Well, we'll get that. Yes, you know what, Jake? Jake, I will do your show, buddy.
Aww.
Okay? I'll do your show.
All right, we'll have to come up with time.
You're going to have to come up with some benchmarks, Bubba.
I'm just going to be a guest. I'm not going to be.
Listen, here's the thing.
You better come up with some.
Hey, Jake, what are some good topics you guys are going
to
talk about?
Well, now, hold on, Jake. I'm the guest, so you have to ask me questions. I can't, can't host the show. Let's practice. Let's practice.
Let's practice.
It's the Jake Henson Show with Jake. Jake's special guest star today is Bubba the Love Sponge. And now, from the Jake Henson Studios, it's Jake Henson. Jake, take it away.
Thank you very much. We got to set up a time and all that. I don't know how
to. No, you're doing the show. This is the show.
He's even listening.
We're practicing right now, buddy. We're practicing as if you were doing a fucking show.
Number one, how did you get your start in radio,
Bubba? Oh, fuck. Next question.
Pass. Can't pass. You just passed.
I've told that story 100 times, Jake. And next question, buddy. Yeah, pass.
What is the difference between doing radio and doing Twitch?
Well, the language, there's a little bit different language that you can use, on both. Some stuff I can say on regular radio, I can't say on Twitch, and vice versa. And you just have to learn what you can say where. And you got to manage that. And it's sometimes a very slippery, tough slope. But I'm doing a good job at it.
And I know what it is. Jake doesn't want to use all his good questions right now and waste them.
Okay.
That's what he's doing.
And I certainly appreciate it.
Pancakes or waffles?
I don't know how to get a link to you for the StreamYard thing that I use.
Waffles.
Yeah, a waffles all day.
You can email show. Listen.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
It's show@thebubblearmy.com.
All right.
Sorry.
You know, I'm a little bit nervous. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit nervous.
It's
Bubba's
fine.
Nervous, too.
It's fine, buddy. We're going to get through it, buddy.
Bubba just passed out for a minute. It's all right.
I just want to say that...
I hope your appearance on his show, Bubba, is like when you interviewed DCAP.
Does anybody else have your logo on their Twitch panel?
Yeah, everybody does.
Do you ever go, fuck, I'm all back?
I think Tfue and Ninja. Tfue and Ninja both have Bubba Army logos, so we've been told. Right, Blitz? We've been told that.
Right on the panel.
When
are you guys doing like a Bubba Army Dream Team?
Bubba Army Dream Team?
Dream Team, right?
I gotta go back and listen to that again.
About part of the Bubba Army, like myself,
shit.
But other people.
Yeah, they're called Royalty.
I'm just trying to help.
The fuck? Can't lean back anymore than you are now.
Keep going on, buddy. I'm here for you.
This is like his workout this morning.
You know, the thing is,
lights are going to turn off.
You're doing good, buddy. You're doing good. Just keep them firing. Jake from Allstate, keep them firing.
State Farm.
By the way, you know that I've also got called Jake the Snake.
Riveting.
You're Jake the Snake?
No, people call me that all the time.
I'm sure they do all the time. You carry a, fucking bag around
big
with a snake.
Fucking autistic penis
snake
of yours. I bet you that fucking penis is fully functional. It ain't ate out. That motherfucker's like,
he talked about the autistic when he was cobra. On WWE, Most Wanted Treasures.
What?
Jake the Snake said, Jake Roberts said that he was afraid of snakes. Him and Damien were good friends.
Yeah. Jake the Snake Roberts. Boy, that's a blast of the past. He's a good guy. Hell of a hand, kid.
You know, the one thing is, I asked Lummy to be on my show. He said he had to ask you about it.
Yeah, he never asked me.
They would require him actually asking,
Lummy
talking
actually
about
does, you know, keep some shit
off
my plate.
He has a thing he has to take care of.
Yeah, he's got a kid that's in Nico.
Yeah,
Nico.
He's got a kid in Nico, kid.
Nemo. He's got a little, clownfish.
I heard that that you guys changed the day in Walmart challenge to $100 and some now.
We did. Do you know why?
Did you buy a belt?
And? Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
you answered your own question, buddy.
Here's the thing.
No, there's no thing.
There's a lot going on, Jake. I'm riveted. Look.
I see you in the live feed.
I'm fucking live. I'm fucking balling right now, kid.
You know, the thing is, it's...
I look like Finn.
You do.
Who's that guy that's in a wheelchair that has a hot chick?
Oh, Grubbs and Squirmy Grubbs.
I look
Grubs.
Like the way fucking Grubbs or Squirmy Rubs where it rolls. What do you got, Jake?
I just want to say
20
that,
questions with Jake.
You guys are competing with Kid Credit and Dowling. You guys are competing.
Compete with Kid Craddock from Dallas. He died.
Great.
How we compete with Kid Craddock? He died. Took a lick.
Yeah, his team is now doing it. His team is now on. I'm not going to say the station because that's promoted.
They on Twitch?
Yeah.
Well, how well are they doing? What kind of numbers they got?
Are you touching your pee-pee?
You're beating them by like 400 to 500.
What the hell?
No, I'm not touching my pee-pee. I'm resting my hand there.
Okay.
Did you see me going like this?
No, I just... No,
I was just... Sorry. I just got my hand here.
By the way,
leg happens to be a little big.
You want me to do a love phone for Anna.
What's that?
Yes, we definitely
you
want you
to
do...
a love phone for Anna.
Yes.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Yeah, a love poem from Anna. That goes straight to the top.
Yes.
Anna's my friend. She is so sexy with her lion hair.
You need to see some of the songs I did earlier.
Now
I've screwed up a lot of songs.
Really,
Kid Craddock.
But you've gotten way better now, though, right?
Yeah, you know the thing is, it's music. You know, music helps with. Like I said before, I lost my father in 2020.
No, you're right. Music does help. What do you think you do though?
I just get songs out. I call them people call them parodies. I don't call them parodies. I call them tributes to people.
Maybe a healing tribute.
Yeah. I just want to say something, Blitz. Number one, I've been noticing that in some of your stuff you had an Old Spice deodorant thing on your desk.
I do.
This motherfucker is one step below Kenneth
Cameron. Sorry, here's the thing. I've been trying to call in for the last couple of days.
I know, but what does the Blitz Old Spice high spot got to do with anything? I'm just asking for a friend.
Sorry.
He noticed it on my desk.
He's a motherfucking Old Spice guy. He loves Old Spiz.
Write a song about it.
What?
When are you guys doing some more of those car rides, like you drive into the studio or drive into your racetrack?
I'm fucking having a car show? Bubba Army car show?
Do you like when Bubba does pro-pyloning?
Yeah, where you drive... your car and you talk to the chat on YouTube.
Yeah, you want me to start doing that more?
Yeah. By the way, I just want to say that I love this show. I love the Bubba Army. I'm Bubba Army for life.
Yeah, Bubba Army loves you.
For life. I like that. I like the way you said
that. For life. You know, the thing is, you know, and you might want to excuse this in the video on YouTube. You might want to excuse me wearing a Tom and Dan shirt.
We like Tom and Dan. They're cool.
Tom and Dan are cool.
Are you Tom and Dan for life?
T&D
for life.
T&D for life, bitches. T&D for Liz.
Jake, do you still watch wrestling?
I've done songs for Tom and Dan before. I've done songs for Tom and Dan.
Well, I know. Tom and Dan recognize great talent, my friend. Fuck.
Yeah.
Did you get my TNA trading card back in the day?
What?
You're into wrestling, aren't you?
Yeah, I saw.
You know, I had my own TNA trading card. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I've never had one of those.
Fuck, it's rare. Mark, I think they're going for like $50 on eBay. I think they're going on for like $50 on eBay.
I want to look up.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen you get talking points by Foley. How was that?
Well, I got my nose broken by fucking Foley, and then I got pie-faced by Awesome Kong. Got my ass whipped.
Also, Honky Tonk Man doesn't like you.
Honky Tonk Man, I'm not on
Wayne
his.
Ferris?
Well, Todd, we'll put you on the fucking ass whipping list.
Yeah, by the way, I got one question.
By the way?
Where's the wrestling thing you guys did back in the day?
What?
Ned did a song about Memphis, about you going to Memphis.
Yeah, I wrestled the Killer Bees in Memphis.
Wrestling
took
in Memphis.
Too much off their hair. Took a fucking second rope splash for the high spot. Went home.
By the way, how was it working on Hogan's... Celebrity Championship Wrestling.
It was horrible. I just voice tracked this shit. I wasn't even there. But I made $15,000. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Blitz, you know TNA used to pay... Blitz, do you know TNA used to pay me $12,000 a month? Did you know that?
Holy fuck.
$6,000 an appearance. Some of the boys found out about it. That's where I got a lot of my heat.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. It's making more than Scott Steiner.
Big Bad Booty Daddy?
By the way...
What?
I'm trying to...
What time is it?
There's a YouTuber by the name of Brian Zane who does, like, wrestling shows, like Wrestling with Regret, and he actually did a thing about Celebrity Championship Wrestling.
Yeah, Hogan's the best. I love him.
Talk about you.
Yeah. Who talks about me?
Also, we lost Dustin Diamond last year.
Yeah,
who
we know,
gives a fuck?
We know Dustin Diamond died. We know that. He died
covered
Wisconsin.
It on the show.
He also drank a cup of coffee in NWA TNA.
He did drink a cup of coffee. Blitz, he knows the insider terms now, too.
Oh, okay.
When you have a cup of coffee, that means you spent a month or two there.
Right.
Yeah.
He battled the timekeeper.
This guy fucking used an insider term.
No, I can tell he's a wrestling mark.
Like he's one of the boys. He had a cup of coffee over fucking TNA.
Yeah, and also... You know, the thing is, you've also had some great talent on your show, like Stephanie McMahon.
Vince, like Rock. I virtually had every pro wrestler that was anybody on my show, period.
Mm-hmm.
From Kurt Angle to I've never had Bobby Heenan. Nope, I never had him.
I think he said Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman.
Guess who I'm talking to? Jim, I'm talking to Jim Cornette.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That guy's a fucking heel. I love him. I love that guy. What do you mean? Hold on.
Jake, what is some inside information on Jim Cornette?
He's a fucking heel.
If you say something bad about him on Twitter, he blocks you.
I'm not saying shit. I'm saying I'm putting the guy over. I'm putting Jim Cornette. Well, you better fucking be nicer to Jim Cornette because he's over.
I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice for your sake, Bubba. Sorry.
It's all right, buddy.
What else you got for us, Jake?
One last thing, buddy, for the wrap-up.
Number one, you know, Cornette...
I'm bringing in Vince Russo, too.
Actually, he said Cornette said he wanted his best friend of 30 years bowling the pass so he could kill his bowling son.
Okay.
Well, he's just getting heat. He just knows how to work. He's just a shooter. He's just a shooter.
Yeah. Bubba, I just want to say thank you for taking my call because you're a big star and I'm just a small
fish. I feel like a big star right now, buddy.
Look at you.
You know, and the thing is, I love what I do every day. And by the way, the song is in Lummis is Fox and be. I hope he plays it for a band next Sunday.
We love what you do every day as well, Jake from State Farm. We love it, and
I stream. I try to do it while you're not live.
Yeah.
What time is Kevin's Law tonight, Anna?
4 to 7 every Tuesday. Hopefully you're not going against us. Yeah. When you go live, we can tell it takes from us.
Kevin, because
I mean, Blitzy takes at least 14% off the top, doesn't he?
Big time.
I mean, Jake, you take 14 points right off the top, bitch, please. Blitz got a pie chart on what Jake takes from us.
Right.
Blitz had a big-ass meeting, man. We got to get rid of this.
Sometimes when Kevin's all does it start to like 4:15, it's because we see Jake's on. We're hoping he gets off before, so we just wait until 4:15 or so and then go live.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm hoping to get the goats come and see you guys, plus get to see Ed. Ed Kiss from Barman Radio.
Oh, you're a big Ed Tillmark?
I've been interviewed with Ed before.
Oh, Ed,
you're a big Ed Tillmark?
Ed Till's the man, kid.
Ed Trill, I think it's his
Ed Till. Fucking, you know, that's an American. That's an American dream right there. All right, Jake from State Farm, I gotta go.
We must clear the line. Thanks for calling.
25-minute max. Hello.
Yeah.
Yo, sorry to bother you, Bubba. I just wanted two quick things.
Can we get Jake back on the phone now?
What do you got for me, buddy? I'm here to
Anyways, I know you're busy. First, what you and the Hatleys are doing for Brandon the Quad, man, absolutely epic. That's a dream of a normal whatever. That's something everybody wants.
Yep.
But anyways, the second thing is Tizzy. I saw he posted he's going to be running an open wheel on the asphalt this weekend. I'd just like to know where and
Inverness.
Let you guys know.
He'll be at Inverness Saturday night running an open wheel modified. I'm going to be there.
Awesome. Well, I'll try to. I don't know if I can actually make it, but that would be awesome. I can. That's my world, man.
Well, you got a car for Tyler to run every now and then.
I don't give a shit. I got two open wheel modifieds. One of them just needs a brake adjuster put in. It's got a 525 horsepower motor, and the other one's an older style with a 6.4 crate motor.
I'm going to be probably Blitz going live on our Facebook for Tyler's Saturday night racing.
Tyler's
awesome.
So monitor our Facebook for that, okay, buddy?
All right, well, tell him good luck, man. And then there is a little bit of an outside there on the restarts. You just got to pinch him a little bit, and that's a badass fast track because they repaved it. Man, that's awesome. I'm excited, put it that way. That track meets world, bro.
He started 24th last 2 weeks ago at my place and won it in modified. So hopefully he does well. I know this is a whole different animal, but hopefully he does well. Doesn't look stupid.
Yeah, but he's running for Critter. I believe that's Critter's car, if I'm not wrong, right?
Hey, Jesus, is that Critter's car?
Richie Smith.
Oh, bro, you are in luck, you son of... That is one of the baddest... Him, Cody Stickler, there's a couple other little dudes right now that are really on fire.
Cody Stickler, the vagina tickler, is what I heard.
Not to confuse a buzzy, the asshole licker.
Blitz, goddamn you, Blitz.
No, this is the after show.
I'm going to pull a fucking knife on you,
Blitz. This is the after show.
I don't give a fuck.
Hey, I got one of those, too.
Respect.
Thanks, DJ William.
Hey, buddy, listen, be following the Bubba the Love Sponge Show Facebook Saturday night. Hey, thanks.
Thanks, Matt.
Man, the phone activity is on an all-time high. How can me and Anna get our shit in?
I know.
Hello?
Hey, Bubba, it's Alan.
Hi, Alan. Oh, what, you mean, no. It's
Lummy's favorite guy ever.
It's one way, Alan. Say it.
One way, Al.
Yeah, one way, Al. What do you got? I'll flip a house for $660,
but
I can't send Blitz $100. What?
So you guys were talking about the Brian Laundrie stuff earlier,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering if you guys gave that scenario if he was like holed up in someone's house. I'm not a gamer, but could he communicate? Say he like went on to an Xbox Live and into Madden with someone privately, and talk to them through there. Could they trace that?
I mean, they can trace anything.
I would say that they probably have a list of friends, wouldn't you think, Blitz, that he could potentially reach out, and they're squatting on everybody.
Yeah, I guarantee. At least his parents and stuff, for sure. And I'm assuming what they did was they went back and looked at his phone records. Anyone who he's contacted in the past, like, you know, 90 days,
they're squatted on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they're looking at it.
Yeah. All right,
yeah,
buddy.
I wasn't sure. Yeah, and then Blitz, did you get my email about Frankie?
Oh yeah, yeah, Frankie. Yeah.
How about your
Frank Edgar, the MMA guy?
I did actually. Yes.
Okay.
What about him?
Well, he's a friend of mine. You know who Frankie Edgar is?
Yeah, he's a Hall of Fame UFC guy.
Yeah, he's a good childhood friend of mine. He wants to come on the show to promote his fight in November.
I'd love to have him on.
All right, well, Blitz has got his info. I think Danny gave you his
info. Yeah, Dan did, yep.
All right, we'll get him on in the next couple weeks on the after show, okay, bud?
All right, later.
Thanks, one way. I can flip a house for $660 and give you guys nothing.
Zero.
Hello?
Hey, it's Trickney Ashley.
Hello, Trickney Ashley, who will be at the Bubba Army Royalty Party.
Woo! I just wanted to switch things off. This has been a shit show.
Did your husband?
Did you get face fucked?
Yes.
Yes. I'm so moisturized.
Did you face fuck though?
From the cum.
From the drool.
Who face fucked who? Did you face fuck him or he face fucked you?
That's fun too.
Oh yeah.
We go back and forth.
I know, but this particular celebratory moment.
No one fucked anyone, Bubba.
When he found out that you are the Bubba Army royalty recipient, you know, that whole deal, who face fucked who?
Well, first of all, I came down playing the championship belt music.
Oh my god!
That's what you fucked too.
But I mean, we want to know particulars, Trickney. Come on.
I just called to break shit up, but okay, here I am.
No, I know.
Break it up, then, bitch.
Break it up, bitch. I'm about to.
Oh damn it! I get face fucked.
You get face fucked.
Oh, he face fucked you.
Bubba's ass towel donated $50 cash.
Oh, thank you, Bubba's ass towel. He face fucked you. You gave him head.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. Sometimes a feller will like a girl to grab the headboard and fucking ride out.
Well, I'm not saying that doesn't happen either, but
Ana, you ever grabbed the face?
Hell yeah! And
rode out.
I'm a dirty birdie.
And Bubba's ass towel. I need you to answer the whisper. I need your ring name changed.
A dirty birdie.
I am. Filthy.
When's the last
filthy
time you grabbed
nasty.
The headboard and fucking did Bucko Bronco?
Oh, I don't know. Probably the last guy I hooked up with.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I think girls like that. Grab the headboard and fucking kick it out wide.
Yeah.
Trickney, we love you. Probably gonna be wrapping up here soon.
Just wanted to call and say hi. That's all.
Love you.
Bye, Trickney.
Thanks, Ashley.
Bye, Trickney. Poor little thing. Doesn't even have a trick knee, but we got her trick knee out.
She's 240 with the trick knee.
And she's really probably about 160 with a trick knee.
Yeah, she's cute
with
as
no
hell.
Knee. With no knee.
No. Well, she has a knee, but it's not trick.
Yeah. And she, you know, she's rescue. I mean, she's fucking hauling deers out of the
yeah,
pool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's a bad bitch.
Full-blown bucks. Hello.
Yo, Bubba, what's up? Delaware Scott.
Hi, Delaware Scott. How are you, buddy?
Hey, brother. Hey, listen, not to be Johnny living in the past. You guys had mentioned if you know, we came across a high spot. Well, I found something I thought was a high spot.
Oh, you're talking about the anybody that finds anything good on Bubba Army Radio, let me know.
Oh, yeah. What you got?
I don't want nothing. I'm not trying to get nothing, but this is just for just being a bro. I found something on the last 8 minutes of the show. So, of course, segment four and the last eight. You did a Bubba 199. And again, it was only 8 minutes, but you did you didn't do the whole song, and you were on fleek. You know, there's this, you know that basketball song, Curtis Blow? Or,
right, right.
You were singing it word for word, dude. It was hysterical.
Now, what day was this, buddy?
It was November 20th in 2009. And it was the last 8 minutes or so of the show. The bad thing is there's a little bit of spice in there. Hell with him, but...
Last 8 minutes of the show.
Yeah, and about the last 7 or 8 minutes of the show, and it was amazing. I think it would be a good, FaceTime deal, or Facebook
deal, yeah.
you know, because you're cursing your ass off, of course. You were balling. You were happy. It sounds like you had a good gimmick going on, too.
I did. I probably had an unbelievable setup going on. Sometimes I get on good setups. I can't even tell you the last time I got you on a good setup. Like, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. Now, I was having like, never mind. I just needed to take a break from it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
From my particulars?
Yeah, but because I would overdo it. You know, you'd give me some wiggle room. You'd say the next one's October 15th if that's what you're looking for. But yeah, you'd give me wiggle room. You'd say, oh, you wanted a little more of this, and I go, yeah, and then I would take it and I'd be like, bah!
Can I set you up for the 15th? I mean, will you take my setup for the 15th? Blitz, don't do an input on this, bitch.
I didn't say anything.
I heard you go.
Can I take? I like the downward slope of the setup, not so much the uphill.
I got you.
Thank you.
You want to go down, not up.
I want to go down.
All right,
downtown.
You need to get on one of those puddle setups when you were doing a 199 and you pulled Tuttle away from the microphone and his hand wouldn't let go of the thing. It was like stiff. That was hilarious.
All right, my man. Hey, listen, I got to get going. Thank you for the heads up on the November 20th, 2009 show. Blitz, eventually I got to cut. I mean, this is like Bubba's call-in hour, and I'm busy. I got to go.
Well, let's hear what this guy has to say.
I'm exhausted. Hello.
Hey, Bubba. It's Wolf.
What's up, Austin?
Wolf Finson?
Yes, sir.
Hey, we got some gate work we need done around here, buddy.
All right. I'll be in town this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The only gate that really needs to be worked on is the one that goes to the back. It just got sprung a little bit.
Sure, yeah. That's no problem.
And if we're not here, Lummy will just give you the code. Just help yourself.
Yeah, I'll call Lummy. I got my scooter out of the shop, man. I was hoping we could go on a ride one of these days.
You got your what?
Scooter.
Yeah.
Oh, you like using your moped?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're real rugged, aren't we? Driving fucking mopeds up and down the street. How fast will yours go? Mine will go 50.
Yeah, I got mine up to 52.
Yeah. And you're lighter, so it's not going to be fair.
I got mine tricked out. It's kind of lowered and stretched and that, though.
Mine's lowered and stretched, but I don't have anything modifications because I'm on it.
Was it like a you got like a ruckus or something?
Yeah, a ruckus. Yep, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, fucking ruckus. All right, Wolf. Well, listen, if you're around.
I'll be there this weekend. I'll call Lummy.
Unspring my shit.
No problem. All right, buddy. I got you, Bubba. Thank you.
I got you. That guy's a good-looking guy.
Mm. I met him. He's pretty. He's a good-looking guy.
All right, so just for those scoring at home, I've been asked, Blitz, for the November 13th Stogies and Extra, or whatever the fuck they're calling it.
Okay.
And I know you can't go.
So you are going, though?
I got to. Like, I've been fucking given a ration of shit by Lisa, Stevie, with a Shane kicker, saying you've got, one, we've already advertised that me specifically is going to be there, and two, like, you're the, you know, morning guy, you know, like you and Shannon and Ed Till, Justin, got to be there.
I'm sorry, can you give the date one more time?
Saturday the 13th. Now, whoever wants to go, I'm sure
November.
We can. Yes. Whoever wants to go, it'll be just like it was last time, over and back. And I'll get Big Red or somebody to shoot it. It wasn't too bad when we weren't driving and we had a designated driver. I don't know if Big Red can sober up enough to be the designated driver. Blitz, you are invited. If things change, if your schedule changes, of course you're invited.
Okay.
But I know that you potentially have a schedule conflict. So if that changes or whatever, of course know that you're, you know, obviously invited. I'll ask Dan, Anna, you look as well.
I should be good to go.
And we would probably leave here probably, you know.
Last time we left at what, like 3 or something?
Something like
three.
That. I'll figure out what time it is and we'll get there. And it'll be just like last time.
Okay.
Except I'll get a Yeti cooler and some shit. We'll be more prepared food-wise. Like, we'll bring snacks.
I like snacks.
But we'll actually bring. Last time we didn't bring no snacks.
No, we didn't. Well, we had other types of snacks.
Well, we're going to have that type of shit.
Snacks you suck on. I'm sorry.
Cock snacks.
No, that's not what I meant.
Let's just admit it, Anna. You blew everybody on the
way
over there.
I blew everyone in the Screenshot Express.
Except,
sorry.
Yeah, Big Red got head first.
He did.
He was driving.
Yep.
Then she went over to Blitz.
And Seth.
I wasn't even there.
And Seth.
Oh, shit, Blitz. Our fucking secret's out.
Oh, no.